Is Rita here? Guess not. Is Sandy here?
Sandy's present. I'm on, Richard.
Is Egberto here?
Yes.
Yes, Egberto's here.
Egberto? Hey, okay.
Okay, so I'm here.
Venetia, is she here?
Yes, I'm here, Richard.
I got you. Venetia?
Yes, Richard, I'm here.
Who is
the
that?
Other Venetia.
The other person with the V name. Okay. Wendy,
okay, you
are you there? Wendy, are you there? Deb's not in yet, right? Susie, are you there? I'm just taking getting an idea. I'm not taking roll. Marianne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, this is Susie.
Susie, got you. Dwayne?
Okay.
Wally?
This is Deb. I'm here.
Deb's here. Okay. I'm just getting an idea of, I think we've got enough to call roll.
Okay. Go ahead and call a roll.
707? Okay. Teresa Allen?
Allen is present.
Okay. Adriana Casaneva?
Here.
You're here? Okay. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Okay. Robert Gartner?
Present.
Okay. Patrick Hoyt?
Patrick here.
Okay. Wally James? There, Wally? Dwayne Lark? You there, Dwayne? Let's see, Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Okay. Marianne Martinez?
Marianne is here.
Okay. Paula Miller?
Here.
Okay. Susan Mourinho?
Here.
Okay. Venetia Patel Adams?
I'm here.
Venetia, you're here, right? Venetia? I thought she was here. Sandra Rowland?
That's Venetia.
I'm here, Richard.
Now, who else is talking? Venetia? I can't hear you too much. You're cutting out. I think that's Venetia. I'm going to put you down as being here. Darrell Robbins?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Nancy Sabar, Noben Nartomi?
Nartomi here.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm Nancy here.
Gotcha. Wendy Swell? You there, Wendy? Deb Chapto?
Here.
Okay. Richard Uzel's here. Rita Washington? You here, Rita? Sandy Weinman?
Sandy's present.
Okay. Ted Weiskel?
Here.
Okay. Venetia Williams?
Here.
Okay. Egberto Willis?
Here.
Egberto, you okay?
I'm here.
Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay, let's get started. I'm
and
sorry,
Judon,
what was that?
Judon.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judon.
Judon is here?
I'm sorry, Judon.
Okay.
I got you on here, but I didn't read your name. Judon, got you. Thank you.
Okay, let's get to order. I do not have an agenda in front of me. Do you post it, Richard?
Oh, yeah. Posted it 3 or 4 times. I posted it.
Okay.
The next thing we've got to do is agenda approval. Dwayne Lark, did I hear that?
Dwayne Lark is present.
Got you.
Thank you.
Next thing we got to do is agenda approval.
Lyndon,
okay. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, I'd like to move that number 6, the vote on 3, A, B, and C proposed specific bylaw amendments be struck from this agenda. And the reason that I moved that is because they have already been approved by the PNB and by 3 of the units, so they are now officially the law of the land. And we don't need to spend any of our time going over this. It's done. Our vote will be inconsequential.
Okay. That's
I would second
don't
that.
Think we need to vote on that, do we? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is Sandra. I'm seconding that motion.
This is Wally.
I had trouble getting
got
in,
you.
But I'm on the phone. Okay, thank you.
We got you, Wally. We got you.
All right.
Point of personal privilege, I guess?
Yes.
I would like to say this. This is for the benefit of the whole group. I hope that you have not given out this phone number. I've spoken with Otis McClay today, and Maestro is only set up to take 25 people, so we will have to figure out some other method of public comment if we want to have, other than giving out our number, the Maestro number. So I talked with Maestro today, and they said, you're only set up for 25 people, so don't give out our numbers, please. And hopefully we can figure out a way, some of you are there technically skilled, for the next call to take public comment. If this is streaming, maybe somebody has a phone number that they can give out and include, you know, ask people during public comment to call into that number, and we can let them on one by one. But don't give out the Maestro number, or it'll cause everybody to be dumped. Okay? Thank you.
Hold on a second, please. I heard, I think it was Nancy first. Nancy, was that your objection?
No, I didn't say anything. Nancy didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. I mistook the voice.
Susie.
Dwayne, the point of order.
Bob
yes.
Gardner.
Susie was first.
Yeah. Go ahead with a point of order.
This is Dwayne Lark.
Deb, I was first.
Susie
yes,
was
first. Point of order. That comes first.
Oh. Here we go.
I know.
What's your point, Dwayne?
Point of order.
Yes, I'm calling on you. Go ahead. What's your point of order?
Well, relative to what the previous speaker spoke about, the call-ins for public comment, I would want us to be very careful and mindful of the fact that while there are some exceptions that CPB is making on behalf of COVID,
yes.
Knowing that we're in person, that we are going to have to address very soon that since we have public comment on our agenda, that we can't just
yes.
create apparatus that doesn't address it. So whether we have to go to Zoom or whatever the case is, that we cannot keep kicking this down the road because we're getting near compliance with CPB.
I think your point is taken.
Okay,
thank you. I think that's quite correct.
Point of order. The CPB has requested us to do so. We're very close to getting in compliance with CPB. We don't need these little big things to hold us back in the future.
I think your point is well taken, and I think we need to do something about it.
Point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order?
I have two, actually.
That's the second voice.
Robert Gardner.
What is the point?
Yeah.
And who?
One is... Huh?
I'm after Robert.
Okay.
One is no one...
Robert.
The chair did not ask whether everyone has received an agenda. I don't know where to find an agenda myself. The other point of order I have is that once again, this makes about the fourth time we're discussing protocol on teleconferencing. I filed a motion 3 months ago regarding this, and I don't know why it's coming up in this meeting from someone who's not the chair of this board, and I don't know why it came up today in an email by someone who is not the chair of this board. This issue properly needs to be communicated at a very minimum from the chair. Thank you.
Okay,
now, will you please tell me where the agenda is?
I am looking for it myself.
I believe it's August 5th.
Because it was not on the automatic notice.
August 5th.
Madam Chair,
hello?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Lita Washington is here. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Deepika Adams is here as well.
Okay, thank you.
That was two ladies, Deb. There was Rita Washington and Venetia Patel Adams.
Yes. Yes. You have that, Richard, right?
I got him.
Okay.
Just a reminder, Deb, I think Susie Moreno asked to be on the staff, and both Dwayne and Robert had points of orders and spoke ahead of her, but I think it's Susie's turn to talk.
You think it's what?
I think it's Susie's
turn.
I'm
sorry, I couldn't hear.
It's Susie's turn.
I don't know.
Susie was on the stack.
What's going on?
It's Susie's turn. Susie, then Venetia. Venetia
went, right?
No, I did not, but Susie is before me.
Okay. I thought I had heard from Susie. But go ahead, Susie, if I've made a mistake.
Okay, thank you. I was just wondering where the agenda was because I haven't been able to find it all day.
Richard, can you tell us when you put it up?
September the 5th. That's a week ago.
August the 5th.
August the 5th.
Okay, I'll look again, but I thought I had
October the 18th.
Oh, come on.
That's cute.
Can I speak?
Did you find it?
No, I haven't.
Why don't you resend it?
I'm trying to.
I have draft agenda on August the 5th.
Send it to everybody again.
Okay.
At least we have a date. I can look for it.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Chair, request for the secretary to resend to everybody.
Okay.
I see it. August the 5th from Richard Uzzell. Draft agenda for August 12th. Thank you.
What's the time on it?
Does everyone have a computer?
What's the time on it?
Yes.
The time is 2:41 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, well, I would like to entertain a motion.
Venetia needs to speak.
Venetia hasn't had a chance. Okay, go ahead, Venetia.
Hi, first of all, to this agenda, Richard, can you start sending the agenda? Today is the meeting. By 12 o'clock, the day of the meeting. Send the agenda. Don't send the agenda to, you can send it before, but you need to send it again the day of the meeting by 12 o'clock. Secondly,
I'll do that.
Several people have told us to use Zoom. I've said that. Other people have said that. I don't understand what is the fight about using Zoom. I don't get it. I really don't get it. The reason why I'm saying that, because that will address public comments. Then you can let the public in.
Yes.
I don't get why you keep... I don't understand why is there a fight about that. I'm done.
Point of order.
Okay. Go ahead. What's
Once
your point?
Again, we're discussing a motion that is on the agenda from 3 or 4 months ago. I don't know why we're taking up tonight's time and entertaining verbiage from Crozier on something that involves the public. It's all redundant. It's screwed up. We're not doing it properly. And none of this is coming from the chair, which I find very troubling.
Okay. Let us do this. Let me see what I can do. I would try to have this on a Zoom meeting. I appreciate that we are out of compliance, that people can't call in, but Pacifica has an arrangement with this arrangement and gets it, I think, for less money or less, less money. And that's why we stuck to what Pacifica says. But we are not, I agree with you, we are not in compliance and we don't let the public in. And I will see what I can do to make sure that it gets to Zoom. Okay, can we move on?
I have a motion on the floor. I have a motion that's been seconded. It's on the floor.
Yes, you do.
Madam Chair, Teresa for the stack.
Dwayne Larkin.
Ted was on the stack.
Who was?
Ted.
Ted was on the stack.
Oh, I didn't hear him. Ted. Okay. We have Ted, Dwayne, and Teresa, right?
I think
Anybody
so.
Else?
Dwayne is before Ted. Ted and Teresa.
That's what I said. Ted, go ahead.
Okay, I have 2 points to make. The first one, in regard to Zoom, which I support, there's a financial consideration, and this body needs to vote to allocate up to a certain amount of money so that you are not going ahead and purchasing that service without any financial limits.
This does not pertain to the motion on the floor.
The other thing is, under agenda approval, I want to be recognized as soon as we get to that point.
Under agenda approval? Okay.
That's where we are.
That's where I thought we were, yes. Teresa, you had something to say also?
Dwayne got passed over.
Oh, Dwayne, I'm sorry. Over. I'm sorry, you're right. Dwayne is next.
Thank you, Madam Chair. 3 short points. Could you ask if there are any objections to Lyndon's motion, which I don't believe it will be, because he's deleting a non-germane item, and I think we can dispense of that next. The next person who opened their mouth ought to be you, asking if there are any objections. And I, too, would like to point out that the TNB has spent 3 and 4 months using Zoom on the dime of the chair, but I don't believe it's necessary to make a motion for an expenditure because we don't have the authorization for that unless we put it in this next year's budget. But I don't think the manager, who will be on soon, would have a problem finding $19.95 for a monthly allocation for us to start Zoom next month for $19.95. And third, I would like to, as Ken said, I have a motion for the agenda as well, but I just wanted to get those 2 points out. If you could just ask if there is any objection to Linda's motion, and I don't think it is, we can dispense with that.
Okay. I will ask that. Is there any objection to Linda's motion?
No.
Hearing none. Would you read it again, Lyndon?
Yes, I moved it. item number six, vote on 3A, B, and C below proposed Pacifica bylaw amendment be removed from the agenda because they have already been approved by the PMB in three units. So this is completely inconsequential what we decide.
Is it any objection to removing it from the agenda? Okay,
no.
Hearing none. No what? You have no objection?
No objection.
Okay.
No objection.
Okay. Okay, then it's removed from the agenda. Is there any other change to the agenda?
Yes.
Hit.
Who is that?
Ted Weiss.
That's Ted.
Ted?
Ted
okay,
made the
Ted,
request,
your,
you know.
What was your change, Ted?
As soon as this motion is passed, I would like us to go into a committee of the whole order that we discuss the current financial situation / the budget for KPFT, giving Judon Boney the first right to speak, and the approach I would like to use under Committee of the Whole is informal consideration.
Are there any objections to that?
Yes.
Hearing none, so ruled. Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No,
Madam Chair, Teresa Allen.
Where
I
were you talking about putting that? Where were you talking about putting that?
Immediately.
Madam
no.
Chair,
number,
I object.
I got to object to that.
Number five.
Okay. Teresa, or first I heard.
Wait, do I get to speak to my motion first?
I'm sorry.
It hasn't been
have
seconded.
What?
It hasn't been seconded.
The chair did not ask for a second.
I do. You're right. I did not. Is there a second to
I
that
second
motion?
It. I
okay.
second that, Susie.
And
okay.
where were you going to put it? Where you got to tell us where you want to put it.
I said at the very beginning of my remarks, immediately upon the approval of this motion, I would like us to go into a committee of the whole using
and that
the approach.
Would be right after agenda approval?
Immediately
yeah.
upon approval of this, yes.
I'd like to talk against that.
Well, can I speak to my motion first?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There is nothing more important than finding out where we stand financially and where our general manager, our interim general manager, thinks this station is going and what we as a local station board can do about it. Everything else is secondary. We have pushed this off week after week, month after month. This matter deserves as much time as we wish to give it by speaking to this motion. And only when we, by a majority vote, wish to end the discussion should we move on to other less significant matters. Those are my remarks.
Okay, thank you. Shall we call a vote on that?
Madam Chair?
I want...
Can you hear
yes.
me?
Oh,
you
I'm
had,
sorry, Teresa. You were first.
Okay. We had a chance to discuss this today. We had a meeting scheduled, so I'm opposed to this motion. We could have had the whole finance committee, but if your issue is with Ted that you want the whole LSB discussing it, then I would suggest that we schedule a continuation meeting. We continue with this meeting and schedule a continuation meeting either tomorrow night or Friday or Saturday or, you know, unless you want to wait until the 18th when the Finance Committee is supposed to discuss it. So that's why I am opposed to this motion.
Okay. Somebody else. Richard, was it you that wondered?
Yes. I don't. That'll burn up to everything, and we won't be able to. We won't be able to hear the IGN report or the excuse me, the PND reports. If you're going to do it, I think it doesn't need to happen until after the reports. And I'll make a motion to that effect if I need to.
Okay,
Bill,
do that. Okay, let's go ahead, Bill.
I'd like to speak in favor of Ted's motion. I think he's right. There's nothing more urgent right now and important than our finances. We're on death's door, and we're running out of cash, and we can't keep putting this off. And Judon can give his report inside the Committee of a Whole, at least anything relevant to finances. That'd be an appropriate place to do it. Thanks.
Good. Okay. Dwayne, go ahead.
I called the question. Thank you.
Okay.
No, you can't call the question. We're still talking about it. I make a motion that we change the location of that from 2B.
I think calling the question is not debatable. Richard.
As far as I understand,
no,
calling the question.
I say you're out of order. You can't call the question while we're still talking.
Yes, we can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
You're out of order right now.
You can. When somebody calls a question, it is not debatable, and it happens in the middle of discussion all the time.
Okay, so we are going to call a question, and we'll have a vote right now, okay?
Wait, Deb, point of order? Point of order.
Yes? What? What's your point?
No point of order. We called the question. We need to vote.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
but
heard
we need
a
to
point
vote
of order.
Point.
I need...
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes.
There are
Madam
no
Chair.
Points of order once the question has been called.
Madam Chair, may
oh,
I speak?
I didn't know that. Okay.
Madam Chair, may I speak? May I speak?
Point of order.
Madam Chair.
We are called.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Is a
Madam
correct
Chair.
Ruling. If that is
not
a correct order,
ruling.
We are out of order. We need to vote.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
No,
I think that
no.
Standard raw line is incorrect. We now vote. We now vote whether to end discussion. Dwayne Locke has asked to end discussion. We now vote
correct.
Whether we will end discussion.
Okay,
that's what
calling, let's do
that's
that.
What
then.
Calling the question
let's do
is.
That.
That's what calling the question is. And this is a two-thirds vote, right?
No, it's a majority vote.
It's, no, it's
two-thirds.
It's two-thirds.
Well, whatever. Because half of y'all don't know what's
okay.
going on.
Really, we're at a point where I think
okay.
we need to be having open discussion about the problems at hand and not about small points of order here. So if you feel that a vote is required, let us have a vote to retire to a committee of a whole. Can we do that? Call
okay.
a vote, please.
Chair, I have a question. Are there any objections?
Yes.
Yes,
those there
have
are
been
objections.
Heard.
So we'll call.
We need to move
we'll
to
call.
A vote.
Yes,
okay.
we are moving to a vote.
Okay.
Would you call a roll?
Call a question.
I would like clarification about what we're voting on, please.
Yes.
We're voting. Call we're voting the- on. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Call in the question on whether Ted can add his committee of a whole to right after the agenda approval.
Whether to end debate on that.
Yeah, but that's what we're talking about, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Call
the question. Teresa Allen.
Teresa would like to wait to vote. I will.
It's called
I'm going
pass.
To wait. I'm,
okay.
hold, I'm passing.
Adriana Cassine. Adriana?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Bill Crozier?
Pass.
Pass. Lyndon Foley?
No.
No. Robert Gartner?
Yes.
Yes. Patrick Hoyt?
Patrick abstains.
Abstain. Okay. Wally James?
No.
No. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Yes. Mike Lewis?
No.
No. Marianne Martinez?
No.
No. Paula Miller?
Abstain.
Abstain. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Vanessa? Vanessa?
Patel Adams?
Right. What
I
is
vote,
how
yes.
do you pronounce your first name? How do you pronounce your first name? Vanessa. Vanessa. That's what I said. Okay. Vanessa. Sandra? Rowland.
I didn't hear Vanessa's vote.
She voted yes. Sandra?
Okay.
Is it my turn now? This is Sandra.
Yes.
I vote yes.
Yes. Darrell Robbins?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sabarata? Nora Tommy?
Yes.
Yes. Wendy Shrell, did you ever get on the call? No, I don't think so.
You never called her name before.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, you did.
Deb Chapto?
Yes.
Yes. Richard Uzzell, no. Rita Washington?
Yes.
Yes. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Yes.
Got you. Yes. Ted Weissel?
Yes.
Yes. Venetia Williams?
Yes.
Yes. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, somebody passed up here. Teresa Allen passed.
Teresa Allen will say yes.
Yes. And Bill Crozier passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, hang on a second.
Madam Chair, there were several abstentions. There weren't just one.
That's right. There were three.
Damn, did you mean to tell us that?
Okay.
Well, I want to be clear here.
Let me do the vote. Come on, relax, guys.
Richard, okay, can you resend me the agenda? I can't find it.
No, I'm taking a vote right now. It's on,
August 5th.
It's on the 5th of September at 2 o'clock
August.
Or something like that.
August.
August.
I said,
August.
Yeah, 12. August. Or October or something. I don't know. But
Nancy resent it about 20 minutes
ago. The vote on that, if y'all quit talking, the vote on that is 15 yes, 5 no's, and 3 abstentions.
Okay. So we will go to a committee of the whole.
No.
That was just to call the question.
That was on the question.
Now we go
on the question. Sorry.
Okay, so now we vote on
whether to add it, or not.
Yes, okay. Whether to add?
Ted's motion.
Oh,
to the agenda.
We're voting for Ted's motion.
Committee of the whole.
Yes. To go to a committee of the whole. All right.
Right.
Call the roll again.
Teresa Allen.
Teresa passes.
Adriana.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Yes. Robert Gardner.
Yes.
Yes. Patrick Hoyt.
Patrick votes no.
No. Wally James.
Yes.
Yes. Dwayne Lark.
No.
No. Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Yes. Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Paula Miller.
Abstain.
Abstain. Susie Moreno.
Yes.
Yes. Venetia. Patel Adams.
I'm sorry, Venetia, what are we voting on?
Whether to add Ted's motion to go to a committee of the whole to talk about finances.
Oh, God. Pass. I'm not sure right now.
Riveting. Sandra Rowland.
I vote say? Yes.
Yes. Darrell Robbins.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sabara Martomi.
Yes.
Yes. Wendy Shrell's not here. Deb Schachtel.
Yes.
Yes. Richard Uzel, I'll abstain. Rita Washington.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sandy Weinman.
Yes. Sandy votes yes.
Yes. Yes. Gotcha. Let me guess. Ted, you vote yes?
Yes.
There you go. Yes. Venetia Williams.
Yes.
Yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, give me I got a couple passes up here, don't I? Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count these up.
Overwhelming. You don't have to count it.
Yep. I got to write it down, though, Ted. I think there are 2 no's, 18 yes, 2 no's, and 3 abstentions.
Okay. So we are going into a committee of a whole, and...
No, we're adding that to the agenda. I think there's some other people that want to add stuff to the agenda.
Point of information?
Yes?
Didn't the way Ted phrase his motion in such a way that we go straight into committee of whole and we do not consider anything else on the agenda? Not even
no, when
adding
you get through with
agenda.
This.
No, well, let's ask Ted if that's what
this.
He is.
If I don't understand it, do we have it? Do we have this? Do we have this motion in writing?
No.
Could
no.
I see it? Could we send it out in writing so we know what we just voted on?
You do need to get it at least to me.
Madam Chair, request information. Dwayne Park.
Request what? I didn't hear
request
what
information. I like request information.
Yes, go ahead.
Madam Chair, obviously to you as most questions should be directed to the chair, but it's actually to the body. Is it expected and assumed that this IGM, which has a written 20-minute articulation on the proposed agenda for a report, is it expected and assumed presumptuously that he's going to stay on this line all night with us for 2 hours, 2.5 hours?
No, what I had intended, certainly the GM's report is essential to this conversation, and I expected to call on him to begin with.
Yeah, I'm just suggesting,
you know,
It's very presumptuous of the to believe that
I think
the judge is willing to spend 2.5 hours on this call.
I think that if he can give his report, that would fulfill his duties for that.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead.
I'd like to move that this committee of the whole will only last for 30 minutes.
I agree with this.
Point of information?
Yes.
Would you ask? Would you ask Mr. Uzel if the first part of the committee of the whole is a 20-minute presentation by the IGM, does that mean we only have 10 minutes to discuss the rest of the committee of the whole issue?
I don't know what the committee...
I don't think we agreed on a 20-minute meeting.
Right.
But Madam Chair, I'm asking for this information. As I understand it, you're telling me that the IGM's report will be the first part of the committee of the whole.
That's correct.
Okay, so my question is because Ted Weisgel did not give a limit to the time of the committee of the whole, I'm asking if Mr. Uzel is suggesting that the committee of the whole will be 30 minutes after the GM's report?
I didn't realize the GM report.
That's what I want clarified. Thank you.
Would you clarify that question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. Are we talking about putting the entire IGM's report in that period?
We were talking about doing it next. Yes. Before the
committee.
Didn't say the whole thing.
We didn't say the whole thing. But if you want to put the whole thing in there, then make the total of it 50 minutes long.
I'm sorry. It makes the total what?
50.
Is that an amendment,
30,
Madam Chair?
30. No, it's my motion. Y'all tell me that you want to put that 20-minute thing in there, and I don't think we ought to step on the GM's report. So I'm just adding my 30 minutes to the 20 minutes. So it makes 50.
All right.
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Okay. Point of order.
I had a point of order, but point of parliamentary procedure, Madam Chair, I'd like to hear Sandy.
Thank you.
Now, as I get older, my memory fails me, but did not Ted make his motion so that we would stay at the Committee of the Whole until we voted to adjourn from the Committee of the Whole?
Ted
hadn't sent the motion yet.
Well, then we passed that motion, and that's where we are. So you have to either offer an amendment or, I guess, a new motion. I said corrected. Thank you.
My point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Tagging on what Sandy just pointed out, that since this is one of the problems, the local station board had a rule that's not being applied to, and that is if you had a motion, it needed to be writing. So all of this changing after the motion is made, because this is not correct. It's not in order to start changing numbers and timelines. So what I would like to do is to make a motion that we move up the manager's report before we go into the whole, because the manager has a right to get his stuff out, and he is not a member of a voting member of this body, so he don't need to be in the whole.
I second that motion.
Yes, that's a good motion. All right, would you call a roll on that?
Is there any objection?
Hearing none.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Could I please see these motions?
If we were in a meeting, we would
see the motions. I want to see Ted's motion, and I want to see Dwayne Lark's motion, and I want to see Richard Uzel's motion. I want to see them because I'm getting very confused.
Madam Chair,
so your side.
Ted did
could
send it.
Could I clarify this? I clarify this? No, I couldn't, huh?
May I have the floor? I can tell you what Ted's motion says. He sent something this afternoon, in fact. In his motion, he sent this I'm talking, aren't I? In this motion that he sent at 3:37 this afternoon, it says, formal, and I'm assuming, Ted, you read this right off of here, informal consideration for the rest of the meeting or as long as necessary to address the financial concerns that are before us. That sounds pretty much like the rest of the meeting.
Is there a problem with that? The most important issue on the agenda is, are we going to be viable and how long? And yes, I think we should hear from the GM. I think he ought to have his report, and then we should have an open meeting, which has been voted on. And so let's proceed. Would you like to give your report now, please?
Chair, this is Nancy.
Yes.
I have an input from a national director because I sent a complaint about this meeting not being open, and this director said to mute your audience and then unmute them at public comment, and then you won't have any problems with it. Can Bill do that?
That's not the problem. That's not the problem, Nancy. The problem is the capacity it doesn't allow for that many people to be on. So could we continue?
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, go ahead.
I see an email from Wendy Schrell, and if this business that Bill put in an email today is true, then I guess that makes her the 26th call. Perhaps somebody could do what Bill suggested and call her and put her on a three-way call because she can't get in. Thank you.
Thank you. Would somebody be willing to do that?
I'll call
you guys. I just got on. It's Wendy, and it wasn't because of the call. It was because of my phone, but now it seems to be working. I'm here. Thank you,
okay,
though,
good.
Bob.
Oh, you're here. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yes,
thanks,
that was good, Bob. Thank you. Okay. Can we now go to the GM report?
Can I ask a question? Was that
sure.
a point of order? No, a point of information. Did you say sure?
What's your question?
Okay. Seems to me like we have to complete the approval of the agenda, regardless of what it says on the agenda. We got to complete
Agreed.
It.
Agreed.
This is Nancy.
All right. So, yes,
ask if there's any objections.
Yes. Are there any objections to do it that way? What's your objection, Nancy?
I'm objecting to ending the agenda items. I wanted to add one. Of course, if we have time.
Well, I think that the most important thing is our economic situation, and I think that we are diddling here and not having the report from the GM and having the reports come out and discussing what is possible and what is not. So if
point of information,
I would like to rule.
Yeah, so I have already sent this to the LSC earlier, a few days ago. It's a mandated PMB mandate to start the program council, and we could start to elect our LSC representatives and to decide or to recommend to the manager to make a PSA for listeners who want to be on it. And it's mandated, and I sent the whole thing. It was passed in 2013.
Oh, my.
If we have time. It's not going
she
to...
She wants to
okay.
add that to the agenda.
Okay, yeah, I think if we have time, fine. If we have time, that's fine.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Oh, my God.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
What?
Ted tells us all the time that he knows something about being a parliamentarian. How about it, Ted? What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to finish the agenda, or are we supposed to go on?
We approve the agenda.
I know, that's what I said. But Ted, you there?
I'm speaking to the secretary. If the chair wants to ask me a question, I'll be happy to respond. But I'm not talking.
Okay. Okay. So, look, could we please? This is a dire crisis for Pacifica, and could we please suspend the personal attacks and that sort of stuff?
Did you ask Ted that question, Madam Chair?
Enough.
Do we complete? Would you ask Ted for parliamentary ruling about do we complete the agenda, or do we just jump right on off in that hole?
We jump right off into the hole. Is that all right with you? You have an objection?
Madam Chair.
Let's do it. Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Parliamentary procedure.
Okay, Madam Chair.
Oh, my God.
Madam Chair, I guess I have a point of order. I'm objecting to the way we are proceeding. First of all, I can't tell what we've passed and what we haven't passed. And everything else on the agenda, I think there's some important things on the agenda, and if we're never going to get to those things, then we ought to decide right now that we're going to have a continuation meeting to deal with these other things. We need to send out forms for
election. Could we do that when we find out that we haven't gotten to them? We are diddling around here instead of getting to the important thing about our financial conditions and what's possible. And
Robert's rules are right to pieces. Well, I agree, but I think because of the way Ted Weisgill phrased his motion, we're throwing everything else out, including approval of the agenda
Chair,
as amended.
No, that's not what Ted said. Yes.
Orders of the day.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Yes, we are going to committee of the whole.
We're at IGM.
Yes, and in the first part of that, or prior to that, let's have the GM's report, please.
Yeah.
I have a request for information, Nancy. Did we?
No more information.
We are going to the GM's report. We are going to the GM's report.
You see.
What is this, a move to make sure we don't accomplish anything? Can we at least hear from the GM?
Approve the agenda. What's wrong with that?
You don't have to approve the agenda. Unnecessary.
Oh, thank you, Dwayne.
We voted to do this.
Thank you.
Nancy, we voted to do this. Please be quiet. Judon, would you please give your report?
Yes.
Thank you.
This is Judon. I'm giving the IGM report. I'm going to be really specific. We basically have enough funds in hand to make payroll and continue operation for the next 2 weeks, essentially, the month of August. We have no money, and I'm generalizing here because I'm not looking at exact numbers, to operate for the month of September unless more money comes in. We're in a fund drive right now that started August 1st and is scheduled to end August 15th. As of the report that I got from Ron, who's our financial fundraiser at this point, we have gotten a commitment for approximately $50,000 in the current ongoing fund drive. That is not cash money in hand. That is pledged money to date, including what has come in. We think we'll raise some more. We expect to raise some more. But that's where it is right now, bottom line. We do not have any national funding identified or coming in. Anticipate we're looking at what we raise during the current fund drive in pledges and donations over the next week to 10 days. That's where we are financially. With respect to there's no federal stimulus money anticipated. We're working on the budget, which we will present at the next meeting. I can tell you pretty much what it is. Basically, we are operating on the past budget, so there's no changes that is anticipated. We're three staff members short. As you know, Nibu resigned to take another full-time position, paying more money. That's why he left. The engineer, Bobby, has said that he is going to resign, but he has not submitted it in writing, and he's continuing to carry out his responsibilities at this point. And so we're working with myself, Robin, and Marquisha in terms of operations, and Bobby's doing his technical. So that's what we have in terms of
staff.
And Bobby's willing to stay on temporarily as a contract until we identify someone else.
I'm sorry, now, point of order.
Can he finish his report?
Personnel.
Yeah, could we wait until he's finished? We cannot talk about personnel.
It should be an executive session.
Yes, I only mentioned personnel in terms of how it impacts the budget. I'm not trying to go into that. I wanted, there's some other financial issues I just want to put on the table to be dealt with whenever. One is the front door for KPFC would not lock, and therefore I ordered a new lock put on the door. That's probably less than $100. That was done. The roof has a leak. The electrical problem is severe and needs to be addressed. The foundation problem can probably be deferred. I mentioned the roof leak problem, which I don't have a bid or financial assessment as of yet. I'm getting those in writing and will submit it to the board once they arrive. Hope to have them in the next week or two. That's my report.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's pretty serious, and I suggest we move directly to a committee of the whole and begin discussion
Madam Chair,
the situation.
Yes? Madam Chair, can we ask questions? Can we ask any questions?
Yeah, you know, go ahead. Go ahead. Ask questions. Sure.
Okay. Judon, I was told this, and this is a rumor, so I just want you to clear it up. Is it true?
Oh, God.
I want this cleared up. Who's this? That,
no.
I don't know.
It's a rumor.
Is it true?
Could we please hold the conversation and let her ask it?
Thank
point
you.
Point of order.
Is it true? Oh, my God.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is that it is not the fiduciary responsibility of the manager or the interim general manager nor a member of this board to substantiate or to repeat rumors when it's admitted it's a rumor. We're dealing with facts here.
Well, I want the
facts.
Well,
he can ascertain that it is or is not a fact.
Okay. Madam, okay. May I state my questions? I was told that
a non-paid staff member had a key to the station. Is that true, yes or no?
Don't answer.
I have not given, I have not authorized or given any staff member a key, period. Nor have I authorized or given anybody a key to the building, period.
I just, is there a chance that anyone else on the staff member or that someone has gotten a hold of another key? I ask you this because if you change the lock on the front door, but you don't change the lock on the back door and somebody has a key, then we're not secure. I only ask it for that reason.
I can't speak to what happened before I came on board, which is December of last year. I just don't know. I can tell you that I am going by the station every single day. And it appeared to me that the access was to the front door, not the back door. The front door has been secured. There's nobody that has identified or seen, and Bobby monitors it on camera. That has been the building since I secured it with the new lock on the front door.
Thank you very much for the answer to that question. Thank you.
Question,
Bob Gardner.
Richard?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Richard.
Judon, thank you. Did we not get any, what do they call it, PPP money, the COVID money? Did we not get any of that?
The money that happened at the national level, we did not get any operating money from national or federal money. We're operating with the money that we raised through our fund drives, and I don't anticipate any other money coming in, nor have I been told that there's any other money coming in other than what we expect to raise during this current ongoing fund drive.
I was told that the PNB had voted us 4% of that money or something like that.
Madam Chair, I would ask you to allow the national board members, Sandra, Wally, Len, and myself to speak on the matter because it's above the pay grade of the general manager.
Okay. Go ahead. Can you answer the question?
Go ahead. Sandra, both of y'all heard what I heard, so I don't want to take up all the air in the room. Y'all go ahead.
I'll say it, Dwayne. From what I understand, we got about 4% of the $1.2 million because they divvied the money up on salary. And like Dwayne knows, the California stations have much, much larger salaries. Our salary, when they looked at it, was about in that salary, the salary area on our income statement, which includes health insurance, 401k, 401b, federal unemployment tax and such. And those came up to about $20,000 a month. So I'm anticipating that they paid that for about 2 months or maybe a week more or something like that. So we got around $40,000 to $50,000. Do you agree with that, Dwayne?
I'm in total agreement with that. I think Teresa could also speak to this. She specifically asked the question on finance, National Finance Committee, and the Anita, who is the person who runs our ICFO and runs NETA, Teresa asked the question. But she could not confirm whether it was 2%, 4%, or 6%, but she said she was going to send the email. Did she, Teresa?
Teresa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was told that we only got 4%, and it's because our staff is so small, and at this rate, you know, the staff with the larger staff can stay bigger, and we are going to have less and less money. So I think that it's an issue that we need to discuss with I think the national board members and the general manager, interim general manager, need to talk to the interim executive director about it. And she also did
the money has been spent.
That, yes, and she also did mention that we might, interim executive director mentioned that we might get further monies for like a second batch of stimulus funds. Isn't that correct, Dwayne?
Okay, thank you for deferring to me, Teresa. I want to be clear so the members will be clear. The calculation that I made for the PPP is based on all of the stations added together personnel costs. Now, Judon was correct when he said there was no money allocated to any station, including KPFT, for operational costs. And Teresa asked the question, and I want to repeat it, that she had heard a rumor, but this rumor was not substantiated by our ICFO or NETA representative, which is Anita Sims. She said she was going to get back, so that 4% Teresa is throwing out is a rumor. The only thing we can confirm is that KPFT has not been shortchanged, as you may read Teresa's comments to believe, and that is not correct, because all of this in the Finance Committee meeting, when we say cut for the last 3 to 5 years, and we've cut from 27 employees or more when I joined this board in 2010 to now 3 employees, two equivalents, what we call in business term and accounting term, 2 full-time equivalents and 1 part-timer / contractor at KPFT, the smallest payroll. That's just the way the cookie crumbled, because we let people go and didn't replace them because we didn't have the money to replace them. So we're not being shortchanged. It's only reflecting the fact that that's what our payroll was, so that's what we got. And there was a 60%, 40%, meaning that you could use 40% of the money on operational costs, but our IED had to use the money as it was allocated based on the personnel cost. Now, the theory behind that was that if KPFT, if we take Lyndon's numbers, if KPFT got $50,000, which was, say, $25,000 or $20,000 per month for their personnel costs, including benefits, and another $10,000 for a week or 10 days, because the PPP was based on 2.5 months of your total annual growth cost for employees, their salaries plus benefits. So I want to be clear. Teresa should not give the impression that KPFT was shortchanged. KPFT got what the calculations of the federal government allotted it.
May I respond?
Madam? Yes. First, Teresa, respond, and then whoever else it was.
There was someone at the National Finance Committee that suggested that that perhaps it could be negotiated in the future that they were only interested in the bottom line. And that perhaps our payroll could be calculated for 3 months worth, because we had so few staff. That is needs to be taken into consideration.
Bill for the stack.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, that's not possible based on the rules of the PPP. You just can't throw out of the air 3 months. The PPP, by law, is based on 2.5 months of payroll. So when Markeisha and the other business managers sent up their numbers and had to substantiate them for the federal government, then that's what KPFP deserved to get. And if we add personnel like we need to, then we will get more. But the problem with that is after the PPP is over for 2 months or 2.5 months, you still got to come up with that money to pay these folks. So it's not like they're getting shortchanged. It's what we really are paying out. That's what the federal government based the PPP on.